Your music is very eclectic. Who are your major influences? Could you list me maybe five of your major influences?
I had to pick him, right? Okay. Thank you for saying that it is eclectic, because that's something I strive to be. Probably the biggest influence in my life was classical music originally. And the Beatles really synthesized what I wanted to do. Because that would be the single biggest moment that I can remember being galvanized into wanting to be a musician for life, was seeing the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, I didn't have a television when I was growing up, which is funny because my father actually worked for a television company, Dumont. I don't know if anybody heard of Dumont. And we had a little Levitt house, and the Dumont was on the rack, and you pull it out of the wall, and it broke when I was about five. And my mother and my father split up, and nobody fixed the TV, so that was the end of TV. It was just like this big glass thing on the wall, you know? And so I listened to classical music, and I always loved music. I was enchanted by music. I would have to say Beethoven would be my favorite classical composer. Beethoven was titanic, you know? He lived for me, breathed music. You know, he ate music. He shit music. I mean, this guy was like, everything was music with this guy. I understand he didn't even leave his house a lot of the time. He's just like, don't bother me. It's a nice day. Fuck a nice day. Writing. Come on out. Come on. Can Ludwig come out? You know? So Beethoven was, you know, big influence on me. Mozart, Chopin, Debussy. I mean, that's in classical music. But the Beatles, I'm over this guy's house. This guy, I was going to say friend of mine. He really wasn't a friend of mine. I hung out with him because he had a TV. Right? I was a Machiavellian little kid, you know. Yeah, I really like you. Let's watch TV. So I'm over his house, and the Beatles come on TV. Now, you got to understand, this is in something like February of 1964. John F. Kennedy, the president, had been assassinated in November of 1963. The country was in a funk, and we had the blues. I mean, for this man to be taken away, this young, vigorous, vital man who represented youth and progress and the future, was snatched from us. And the country really had the blues. And who became the president? Lyndon Johnson, you know, politics as usual, you know. And I speak to you tonight with a heavy heart and big ears, you know. And it was like, this man didn't capture anyone's imagination like the way Kennedy did. So all of a sudden, now this is also in an era, Hollywood tried to take control of rock and roll. They understood that young people like rock and roll. Hey, the young kids like the rock and roll stuff. Why don't we cook up a couple of rock stars right here in Hollywood? We'll find a nice looking boy with a great big pompadour, and we'll put him out there, and we'll get some snappy tunes, and he'll be a big hit rock star. And you know, you had Frankie Avalon and Fabian and, you know, Annette Funicello, you know, and they were putting Elvis in these awful movies, you know, Clam Bake, well, it's a clam. And like, everybody who liked Elvis was like, what the hell happened to this guy? They also, this is during the Civil Rights Movement, and a lot of radio would not play really good rhythm and blues. It was Jackie Wilson was out, and Otis Redding, and Wilson Pickett, James Brown, but they weren't playing this stuff on white radio. Why? It got the kids all too sexed up, got them all excited. They're going to want to do that grind dance, you know. So they tried to pretty it up. They tried to sanitize it. And they come out with Frankie Avalon and Fabian and Bobby Rydell and all these boring bullshit guys. And all of a sudden, there's this band with hair like girls, you know. It really wasn't, but to us, their hair looked like hugely long, you know, 1964. And they played their own instruments, and they wrote their own songs. And they didn't look like Fabian. They looked like these working class, like kids like we all knew. And John Lennon had this look when he was on Ed Sullivan, like,
fuck all of you, you know? Because this is such total bullshit to me.
And we knew, you could tell, you said, yeah, I know exactly, I know that guy, you know? And I said at that moment, I said, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I want to be like those guys.